The birthplace of America is often considered to be Independence Hall, the site of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. You can go to Philadelphia and see it yet today. But one man may have wanted the entire building moved to a new site. His story, and that of America's historic structures, is this edition of the American Countryside.
It all starts with a seed. Wilcross soybeans will work on your farm. Understanding the challenges of each changing year, Wilcross is working with you to deliver new products, new solutions, and new opportunities. With Roundup Ready 1, Roundup Ready 2, Liberty Link, and conventional seed options, we will help you find the product that fits the need of your farm. Product, good prices, good service. Wilcross Seed. You can visit us at wilcrossseed.com.
Matt Anderson says when you are a curator of the Henry Ford Museum, many folks expect you to have a lot of one item.
It's a popular misconception that we would collect only Ford automobiles, and well, we do have several significant Ford vehicles. We are certainly not exclusively collecting Fords. We focus primarily on American automobiles, but that's not to say that they have to be American-made.
The museum houses such historical pieces as the bus on which Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat and the chair in which President Lincoln was sitting that fateful night at Ford's Theater. Even the building they are housed in is historic, in its own way.
This is a great building. It's a replica of Independence Hall, and there are stories that Henry Ford actually maybe wanted to get the real Independence Hall for his museum, and needless to say, Philadelphia wasn't too keen on that idea, so he had one built, and it's, you know, from the outside, the facade is very much an exact replica. He even had them put mistakes in the building as it were found in the original building.
The Outdoor Museum here, Greenfield Village, is a collection of some of the most important buildings in America.
Probably the best known is the Menlo Park Complex. He went and moved the remains of those buildings from Edison's original site in New Jersey, rebuilt them here. We've got the Wright Brothers Cycle Shop and the Wright Brothers House here. We have a courtroom in which Abraham Lincoln practiced law when he was a traveling lawyer in Illinois, so a really significant collection out there, in addition to Henry Ford's own house, the house in which he was born in 1863.
It is truly an amazing collection of important pieces of American history. Traveling the countryside in Dearborn, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCrae.